Hey y'all, welcome back. You're vibing with V. It's a Christian podcast that's going to give you a vibe because I was born a vibe, so I can't help but to give you a vibe. And we're about to get into audience question number one.
Why do you think there are so many people who think it's okay with disrespecting God?
Hey, I don't know about y'all, but I am so tired of people playing in God's face like he's powerless. And it's only by the grace of God that a lot of people are alive today. So the dark side, like which is the enemy, they have done a good job of organizing. They use people such as celebrities and influence people. So a lot of people think that, oh, it's okay if I defame God or if I blaspheme God. People out there need to be mindful because God is so powerful. And because he loves us so much, he's literally just given us a chance. And in Galatians 6 verses 7 and 8, it states that God should not be mocked. And whoever sows from the flesh, you're going to reap destruction. If you sow from the spirit, then you're going to gain eternal life. These are definitely the last days because the enemy just literally is just having everyone think that like there's no God. And just to piggyback off of that, people are literally thinking like they're even to God. Like we are not on the same level. We are mere human beings. And it's like people are literally playing with God. Like he's not the most powerful. He's the Alpha and the Omega. So it really like breaks my heart and it's really disheartening to see how people are like just playing on his name like he can't unalive us. Like the only reason that we are alive today is because of his grace and mercy. If I was God, like amen. I would already did Sodom and Gomorrah part two. Yeah. Because the way that people are just sinning and just thinking it's okay is because they haven't seen the wrath of God yet. And that's why they're still playing with him like he can't be played with. We're not on the same level as God. Another scripture I want to go to is Romans 9 verses 14. I will have mercy on whom I want to have mercy on. And I will have compassion on those who I want to have compassion on. And the reason that a lot of us are not dead today is because he have mercy and compassion and he give us grace every day. And part of his grace is for us to actually repent for our sins and really get to know him because tomorrow is not promised, time is not on our hand. And he loves us so much that he's being patient with us, but he can literally send down his wrath in us and kill a lot of the unbelievers. So anybody out there that's playing on God's name, just please repent because you have no idea what you're playing with. Playing with the Alpha and the Omega at the beginning and the end. He's the person that made you. So all these other people that you're worshiping, those are idols. Like the real God can literally take you out in an instant.
Second question of the night is, why do so many people think it's okay to blaspheme God?
Honestly, a lot of people, they're literally just doing the work of the enemy. Satan don't even need to work hard anymore because a lot of people, for example, like Lil Nas, like they're blaspheming God and they think that is okay and it's only due to the grace of God.
That's wild. I saw that video.
Yeah, and it's only due to the grace of God. And it's so sad because I don't know, like I really do genuinely love God. And the reason I can actually say this and attest to this because every human being I've put loved into, they always disappoint me. God has been the only thing that has been solid in my life.
Amen.
For all these years. Like, he never left me or forsaken me. Like, experiences that I should have had never took place because he loved me and he protected me. Amen. So for me, I can't play with somebody who actually sends the thing they love the most to die for my sins just so I can have a second chance of life and be down here on earth, like, disrespecting him. I don't understand how people do that and sleep at night. Yeah. Like, I will literally be scared, like, God will not wake me up tomorrow.
I know. How you feel about the people who take that are of the church and disrespect God? That's another
question. We're gonna get into those, especially yeah. The pastors and yeah. Those people who are actually say the coming God, but they actually talk of God, but their heart is far from it. Yeah. God in the Bible literally said that those people are gonna be judged first, and we're gonna talk about the people who do things for prophets and they actually act like they're coming in the name of God and they're literally blaspheming his name. Maybe they don't serve the same God that I serve, but we should be fearful of God, like,
of course. There's one out there that's calling himself King Yeshua. He's a celebrity in Hollywood.
Wow.
So he's parading himself around, you know, like he's Jesus.
But it's crazy because even when Jesus was here, he was so humble. He literally walked around on a donkey, not even a horse, a donkey. And they have so many pastors. They have to be flying around with the private jets and they have to have 20 security guards. And they can't have time to talk with the regular folks because they feel like they're too high and mighty. And Jesus did not do that. He didn't walk around with a crown on his head. He didn't walk around in a robe. And he could have because he's a king. But he didn't do that. He was basically letting us know that he loves us. And it was not too much for him to go to the woman at the well. He did not like condemn us. And that's why it's so important for us as Christian not to condemn each other. And people out there who blaspheme God, all I can say is like, just pray you wake up tomorrow. Because you're touching on something that is like you have no idea what you're playing with. So we're about to get into the last and final question. So, producer, what's the third question?
Third question of the night is, do you think that Christians should do more of you?
Honestly, I think that Christians should do a lot more, because I feel like, just like the dark side, Satan, they're so organized. And I feel like Christian is one of the religion we're supposed to be of God. And we're so disorganized. We spend so much time condemning others. Even Christians, they condemn each other in the church, and they also condemn people who are looking to turn to Jesus. And Jesus is love. Like, when you think of God, you should think of love. Like, when I go into a church, I should think of, like, okay, this is a safe place. I'm going to feel love. I'm going to feel the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, especially in these last days, when you go to church, you feel like you're being condemned. You feel like you're being judged. And man is so caught up in, like stuff that doesn't even matter to Jesus. Like, they're so caught up in, like, oh, women should not wear pants. Women should not wear weave. Instead of focusing on the heart, God don't care about clothing. He said that we should dress modest because we're a representation of Him. But there's nothing in the Bible where it says that women should not wear pants. Like, the only scripture I've read is, honestly, it says that women should not wear men clothing and men should not wear women clothing. Yeah. And I can actually share this one testimony where I know that, and that's how I know that a lot of people in the church, they speak of God, but their heart is far from it. So I had actually started going back to church. And when I went to church, it was a Sunday. And literally, the devil did not want me to go to church, because that morning, I got lost. That church is literally 10 minutes from me. But I was doing everything. And it's like, no matter what I did, I just felt like I just could not leave the house. So finally, I was like, not today, Satan. I'm going to church. So I actually left the house, took the wrong highway. So I got to church a little bit late. So when I got into church, usually they'll have you sit in the back, but I kind of like to sit up front, and it was only me by myself. So I went to the lady usher, and I was like, hi, good morning. I was like, do you have a seat up front? And she looked at me, and she was like, no. So I was like, okay, like, you know, I can't be mad. I'm late, so I have to sit in the back where everybody else sit. So that's fine. So then what made me mad was she went over to her other usher friend, and I guess she told her, like, probably, here come this D-bird want to sit into the front after she came into church 15 minutes late. And I literally, like, was watching her lips, and I could tell that they were talking. Or it probably was the devil telling me that they were talking about me. But her friend was looking at me and laughing. So then I got in my feelings, because I'm hypersensitive. So I got in my feelings. So I was like, you know what? This is why I don't come to church, because it's like, this is supposed to be of God. Instead, I feel like they're judging me. That was my first experience of... When I always hear people say that you have a good angel in you and a bad angel. So the good angel was like, V, don't leave. The bad angel was like, nah, nah, nah. This is why we don't come to church, because they're too judgmental. Like, I should just leave now. I did all this just to come to church. They don't even know what I had to get through in order to get here. Instead of them welcoming me, and I feel like I'm in the house of love, I feel like I'm being condemned. So I was like, I'm going to just go to my girl house. She live up the block 5 minutes away. I'm about to smoke a blunt. So this is the bad angel talking to me. So the good angel is like, no, don't leave. And it literally felt like, I honestly, like something was pressing me in my seat, because I wanted to leave so bad. But is something just kept telling me, don't leave, don't leave. And I'm like fighting both of them in my head, like, nah, man, I don't need this. And I'm going back and forth. And the crazy part, people don't understand the power of God. Do you know that when the pastor spoke on his sermon, he talked about people fighting over seats in church? And the same thing I was going through, that was the topic. I kid you not. I'm a Christian.
Like, it was made for you.
Yes, it was like that message that God was just telling me. And when I tell you, when I heard that message, I got up on my feet. I started clapping like, yep, yep, not today, devil. And it's literally like people understand like the power of God, because I needed to hear that, because he was basically saying that, why are we still coming to church and people are still fighting over where they should sit? And that's exactly what I just experienced like less than 30 minutes ago. So when I heard that, I knew that God was actually talking to me. It was a reason that I needed to be there. And I'm happy that I stayed, because people don't understand the power of God. And the enemy wanted me to leave so bad because he did not want that message. Yeah, so to wrap up the question is, that's why a lot of people don't have faith in churches and stuff. And for me, I'm not a religious person. I'm of Christ. I believe in Christ. I read the Bible and I do what it says. So I don't put my trust in pastors, because a pastor is a man. He sins just like everybody. So a lot of times people are like, they put so much trust in their pastors, and yet they don't even pick up the Bible and see what the Word of God says. All right, so what's the next question? Oh, we're about to do news, culture, and Christ.
New culture and Christ.
Let's get into it.
All right, the new one is, the news is Kiki Watts.
Oh.
Opening up a church for all kinds of them, you know.
Yes.
What's up? Vibes or no vibes on that one?
That for me is definitely not the vibes. I saw the video and I just don't feel like it's coming from a good place, only because she's talking about God and she's using curse words. So for me, it just doesn't make sense. And in the last days, the Bible did warn us about this, that a lot of people are going to come in his name and say that I'm of Christ, and they're really not. So I know that she's like an American singer, and there's nothing wrong with you like changing your life and trying to serve God. And it's not our job to condemn others, because we're here, like, let's say, for example, like, we all know that masturbation, fornication, homosexual, pornography, excessive drinking, all those in the Bible stated that these, we should not do these things. So if you want to have a church for all, that's okay, because Jesus welcomed all. He did not discriminate. He didn't have favoritism. So, but I felt like how she worded it was almost like saying that, it's almost like saying, if you're homosexual, like, it's okay, you're still going to get into heaven. And people are like literally taking the words of the Bible and literally twisting them. So that I don't agree with. I don't think that's a vibe. I think she's doing it either for attention, fame, or just basically to carry out the devil's agenda.
But the devil was good with the words too. And he even knows how to manipulate, and you know.
And that's what he did with Eve. And it is so sad, because it's like people are so easily being used by the devil as a vessel, and they don't even see it. Like, God wants everybody to be included. He don't want us to condemn none of us, because we're all of sin. However, if you're out there and you're going to pray, God's still going to accept you in heaven if you're homosexual? No. They have laws. The Bible is a book of laws. Like, that's just like me fornicating and saying that, oh, I'm a Christian. No, because I'm being disobedient to the word. So just like someone who's homosexual, you're fornicating, because first of all, you're not married. You're having sex with the same sex. So if I fornicate and I have sex with a guy, I'm still fornicating. A sin is a sin. It doesn't make one better than the other. But if you're saying that you're having a church and it's going to be for all, like, that's not what God wanted. It's almost like you're taking what Jesus had in store as the fellowship, as a body, and you're literally like doing what Satan did.
Yep.
So you're taking marriage and you're basically saying now man can be married to man. This is exactly what Satan did. And it's so sad. And those people, honestly, you're blaspheming God. And if she's doing it for fame or attention, people don't understand. God is going to start striking down people. And I think that's when people are going to start taking it serious.
No,
and stop playing with them.
Use them as examples.
Yeah. You know,
things are going to start happening to them. People don't understand when things happen to them. It's brought in through the spiritual world.
Yeah. It's crazy.
All right. Another one. Vibes or no vibes, people are going for profits.
Ministry for profits?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pastors, and I have no problem that, like, pastors, like, you should get paid through the church. And, like, you know, if you're a man of God, like, and that's your job, it's okay for the church to support you. But so often we see so many pastors is using the ministry for profit. They have their $50 million jet, and it's like people in the church don't even have a car. And I think the reason I think that is not a vibe, because you should never do it for money. I feel like I preach the word of God, and I don't think that I would ever charge anybody to bring them to the kingdom. Like, to me, like, for example, the way I love God, I can't see myself charging anyone to come into his temple. Like, our job, being saved and being children of God, we are his disciples. It is literally our job to bring people to his kingdom. Satan ain't charging nobody to come over to the dark side. Why are we charging people to get to know God? The Bible, the word of God, should be free. And a lot of pastors, even though it, in the Bible, says that we should take care of each other as Christians, like, they're literally using the profits of the church for their own pleasure. They buy a $50 million jet. They're doing all this luxurious stuff. And it's like people in the church are literally barely getting by. And the reason I have a problem with that, and even the church that I go to, is all, they always talk about, oh, I want to sow a seed of $5,000, $10,000. All that to me is like sorcery.
Yeah.
Because they always lie on God and say, God say that if you sow this amount, then you're going to get this blessing. But no. That's not what I read in the Bible. What I read in the Bible, it says that if you give to the poor, then you're borrowing from God, and he's going to bless you. He's going to pay you back in double. And to wrap up that, regarding like pastors going into ministry for profit, that's really, really sad, because a lot of these pastors, they're literally leading people down a path, and it's so serious where if you're a person and you're going to the church and you believe in your pastor, if you die tomorrow and you don't have everything in order, you're literally going to go to hell. And that's why the Bible says that people perishes due to the lack of knowledge. And that's why it's so important for us to get into the Bible, because when you actually see what's in the Bible for yourself, you can't be lied to. And a lot of these pastors, they're just using church for profit just to basically buy their material things and build up their earthly gains. But really, their heart, they speak of God, but their heart is so far from it. They should be teaching us the Bible. They should be teaching us what's in the Bible. How do God want us to walk as Christian? How should you treat each other? Because all these years that I've been going to church, I've never actually heard a pastor speak and spiritual warfare. Like, when you become a Christian, these are the nightmares you're going to have. This is how the devil is going to attack you, because he want to pull you back to the old you. All these things that they should be preaching. And for me, like, I want to bring as much people to God's kingdom. I'm not selfish. I want all my friends to go to heaven with me. So part of my job as his disciple is to teach people about the word of God. And it's not for my own praise. Like, I should be a reflection of Christ. So when you talk about Christ, you're doing it for his praise, not your own. And all that belongs to God. So that is definitely not a vibe. And in the last days, that our most elect is going to deceive us. So I'm not surprised.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I got one more pointer for tonight.
All right, what's it? What's
the point of tonight is the confusion about which day is the Sabbath, because I'm confused.
I was confused too. So I did a little bit of research and I really prayed over it, like, because I wanted to be obedient. That's one of the commandments, is to obey the Sabbath. So the Sabbath started back in the Old Testament, and it was basically you should give God one day and keep that day holy. But when Jesus came in the New Testament, he amended that, because he knew, just like the Pharisees, humans are going to be arguing about, is it the Saturday? Is it the Sunday? Which day should you celebrate God? And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Why should we keep one day holy? So in the New Testament, it basically states that I am the Sabbath. Like, Jesus is the Sabbath. You should keep me holy. And there is no particular day. Every day is the Sabbath. So every day you should be in Christ. So it doesn't make sense that, okay, we should only worship Christ on Saturday and be holy on Saturday. We should be holy every day, because we are his child. So we are a reflection of him. And that's basically how I understood it. It's like, every day is the Sabbath. Every day we have to keep him holy. But yet it no longer relates to, like, oh, you're not supposed to work on this day. A lot of these stuff is like almost like man-made rules.
Yes.
So because they want to implement all type of stuff. And that's where Jesus changed it. Look, I am the Sabbath. Keep me holy. That's it.
Sample.
Yeah. So that's basically the Sabbath. And that's the vibe. And that's the vibe I'm going on until he tells me otherwise.
Amen, amen.
All right, so we're about to get into the testimonial part of today. So I just wanted to share, because as a Christian, I think this is why I started this podcast, because I was heavily into the world. I was a city girl even before City Girl came out. I was the original Carisha, all right? So I just said that to say that even though I'm still always going to be a vibe, because that's just me, but now I use it towards serving God. And how I used to react to things, I can't react to that like that anymore, because when you're off Christ, you have to kind of like live in and be in alignment with him. So basically, like, I just found out, like, my tax accountant that did my taxes was stealing from me, and she basically deposited my entire refund into her account, which is illegal. And part of me, I wanted to report her so bad and really like get even.
Wow.
Because the old me, I want to take it to the streets, because it's like when somebody try to play you, it's almost like, so you really think I'm weak?
Yeah.
And you want to get even, but you got to understand, like, I'm a new person in Christ, so I can't react like that anymore. And part of me, even though their easiest thing will be to report her so she don't do that to somebody else, I literally had to pray over it. And I think actually the answer I got was forgiveness. Sometimes you just got to forgive people, because what happened is every time I thought of that, it will just make me angry. And that's what the devil uses to basically throw me off. So I could be in God, and when I thought of the fact that she really tried to play me, it makes me upset. So I had to forgive her, and I say, you know what? Vengeance is not mine. Vengeance is God. So as a Christian, when people wrong you, even though you want to like literally get even, we can't do that, because God says to bless our enemy. We can't curse our enemy. So somebody can do something to you, and you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to send that right back to you. That is not of God, because you're fighting evil with evil. So God wants us to fight evil with good. So as much as he hurts, we have to understand that this is not our battle. Because we are covered, God says that you don't need to fight, baby girl. I got you. So to anyone that's going through stuff, because that's what the devil is going to use to get you out of character.
Right.
So whenever people wrong you, even if you're a good person, just continue doing good, because those people are going to get what they deserve. And that's what God says. Your enemy, I'm going to make them your footstool. So we don't even have to fight anymore, because we have somebody fighting our battles. God just wants us to stay in alignment with him and stay in love. So I just wanted to share that story.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Because people will be trying you. They're like, it's the devil is busy.
And that's
and
exactly.
He uses humans as vessels, because it's like, how dare you? Like, why would you put your account number instead of my account number? And I didn't realize it. This world is so evil, and that's why you just always have to just stay protected, and because the devil wants to get you back to the old you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Protect ourselves.
All right. And just to wrap up, that a lot of people blaspheme God because he gave us a mind of our own. So it's up to us if whether or not we want to serve him. This world consists of good and evil, but he also warned us in Galatians that God cannot be mocked. So just like a father to his child, he wants us to love him genuinely. And to those who are making a mockery, they're going to become a day of reckoning. So you're not getting away, like you're not getting a free pass. It's just that God, he's still giving us a chance to literally repent for our sins and to come unto him. So you really need to actually start studying the word of God, because if I was God, like I would already did Sodom and Gomorrah part two. Yeah. Because the way that people are just sinning and just thinking it's okay is because they haven't seen the wrath of God yet. And that's why they're still playing with him like he can't be played with. And he's not a human. We're not on the same level as God. God is the Alpha and the Omega. Like, he's literally in charge of everything. The water, the seas, the air that we breathe, every single thing. And for someone to be so stupid to think that they can disrespect God, sometimes it's just mind-boggling to me. So I just want to just encourage my brothers and sisters that God is not to be played with. It's just that your time is not here yet. But when your time comes here, you're going to wish you was obedient to his word and his calling. So anyway, that is the end of Vibing with V. You know, I'm always going to bring you a vibe. I'm a vibe for God. And I just want to just share what I know. And I'm always going to share my testimony. And thank you for vibing with me. Until the next episode. I love you, but God love you more.
God bless. All
right.